Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your first and last name?
It's Sharee, Sharee Lopez.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it'll take just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
And so that I can make sure I wasn't over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
It's P.O. Box 413, Laramie, Wyoming, 82073.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
Well, I noticed some my it looks like my card's been compromised, and I noticed some pending transactions on my account, and I don't know what that is. And I called because I'm like, I don't know what business this is. So, and then I was charged a $7.95 fee, but then there's some like two charges for $67 and some change that are trying to go through my account, and I didn't authorize any of that.
Okay, and I do completely understand, and I do want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I do want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing the $7.95 for the contest for the cookware.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
I do completely understand. And since you're stating it was not you that did the contest, we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. I do want you to be aware. You can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
I like I said, I'm not sure. I've already closed down my debit card and got new cards and everything like that. So, and I mean, I'm not even worried about like the $7.95 fee. Be if that can't be refunded, I'm fine with that. But just yeah, letting I guess you guys know that I've totally dismissed that card and a new account and everything like that. So. If you want to just know on your side that that's what the situation is.
Okay, so you are stating that you have already disputed the transaction with your bank?
No, I have not disputed the transactions with my bank. I got a new debit card and shut that other one down because that's where it was trying to clear from. And I work at the bank, so I know the policy. I need to contact you first, and then if something can't go there, then I go to my fraud department through my financial institution, and then they do it. So I was just contacting you first.
Yes, I do completely understand. So I'm showing the previous agent you spoke with did get the account completely canceled, and we
Okay.
can definitely, as a courtesy, issue a refund for the $7.95, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
Nope, that's all I needed. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you do. You too. Thank you. Bye.